Hey everyone, Kelly Givens here. I want you to think about a little word with some big implications. Stress. I don't have to say much more for you to start thinking about all the ways your life feels stressful and overwhelming. In fact, I bet one of the reasons you listen to your daily prayer is because it's a calming way to connect with God amidst the stress of life. If that's true, then I want to recommend our latest podcast to you, Breathe, the Stress-Less Podcast. Our host, Bonnie Gray, guides us through the effects of stress and gives us scripture-backed methods of restoring calm, reducing overwhelm, and deepening our intimacy with God. You can find Breathe, the Stress-Less Podcast on lifeaudio.com or by searching your favorite podcast app. We'll also have a link in the show notes. Check it out and let us know what you think. A Prayer to Find Faith in the Chaos by Kelly O'Dell Stanley. Be still and know that I am God. Psalm 46:10. My computer monitor is lined with post-it notes containing lists of things to do right now, plus errands to run this week and appointments to schedule and random to-dos that I move from one list to another and never manage to complete. There are reminders of birthday gifts to buy, printer toner to order, moving dates for my college-age daughter, tuition bills due, calls to make, checks to deposit, cards to send, messages to write. I want faith to be an important part of my life, but some days there seems to be no room for it because everything else is pushing it out of the way. It may seem impossible to spend time finding faith amidst the chaos, and I agree, it's not always easy. But I encourage you to steal moments wherever you can find them to reconnect with God in the jumble of your life. Be still. That's all it takes. A moment in which to remember. Stop. Breathe deeply. And let yourself be aware that He is right there with you. Take that knowledge with you when you ease back into the day. Put God first. Mentally commit to putting God first, to spending time talking to Him and learning about Him. When I can do this near the beginning of my day, everything else is a whole lot more manageable and I feel more balanced, even if I have just 5 minutes. Keep an eye out for God in the chaos. Peace infuses the atmosphere when you slow down and feel God's presence. But that doesn't mean He is not always present in the too cluttered, hectic activities crowding your days. God is with us all the time. Just think how much more meaningful your day will be if you spend it noticing Him. When we see Him, our faith increases, and in turn we focus even more on watching for Him. Pray without ceasing. Practice keeping up a running commentary with God, thanking Him for the blessings you see in the people you encounter. Prayer is the primary way we communicate with God to strengthen our faith. Dear Lord, help me every single morning to find faith in the midst of the chaos. Give me the desire and ability to see You, hear You, talk to You, and give thanks to You. And as I do, I pray that I will draw nearer and nearer to You, and that my faith will multiply exponentially as I understand in new, deeper ways that You are everything I ever hoped You would be, and so much more. Amen.
Feeling stressed? Let's take better care of you. I'm Bonnie Gray, the host of Breathe, the Stress Less podcast. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com.